And there's a lot going on as the NFL teams now have had, almost everybody has completed a mandatory mini camp, but there are some people that are not making it to the mandatory mini camps. We'll check, but last I heard Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady were among the missing in New England. What is going to be the story there? Are there absences related? I think it's an interesting question. You know, I think there is a kind of a narrative that at the end of the day, you're going to see professionalism out of people like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And so what looks like there are some seeds of discontent being sown. Also, though, you can also expect once it gets into the crucible of competition that they're going to be at it and united, at least as far as the public front goes. I would be surprised if it's any way else. But now let's say hello to Chris Price from the Boston Sports Journal in New England. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, Bobby. How are you today, my friend?
Good, thanks. I mean, safe to say that once this thing gets underway, that all signs of the kind of division, if that's a proper way to put it, or whatever problems they've been having, will be sublimated to the goals of the team.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there. When you consider the history of this franchise, when you consider the history of Belichick and Brady and the relationship that the two have had over the years, they're very practical individuals. They're almost, you know, stunningly practical in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people are surprised at how bottom line both of them are. And I believe that both of them will be able to realize, hey, you know, we need each other to be able to get this done. You know, if there are tensions remain between the two of them, they will be able to iron them out. But I can't imagine that this having an overall impact on the team going forward. I can't imagine this being an issue that prevents them from being, and we've talked about this before, they're a Final Four team, they're a conference championship team. And then, you know, you get there and, you know, it's weather and matchups and health and all that. But this team still, to me, is a 12-4 team that should be good enough to put you in the conference championship game again, regardless of, you know, any sort of past disagreements between the coach and the quarterback.
No, it does seem like that. I look at the AFC East, and it's really hard to believe that the Patriots wouldn't have enough to prevail in that division. I just think that's almost a given, barring somebody playing way outside what their talent level appears to be. And then, you know, you get a first-round playoff game, which you'd expect New England at home to be able to win that. And then, you know, you're really talking about conference championship again and maybe another trip to the Super Bowl. So it's hard to imagine that guys like that would let that get in the way. Let me ask you this. And maybe this is more art than science, because I don't know how you could actually know this. It's more of a feel. But in terms of the triumvirate there of Kraft and Belichick and Brady, it almost seems like these guys vie to win over Bob Kraft in some areas. Like, it seemed that Brady won the Garoppolo thing. It seems like Belichick was able to prevail on the Alex Guerrero issue. I mean, are these guys kind of looking to appeal to Kraft to get sort of their way in various items that affect the team?
I don't know if they're trying to appeal to Kraft. I do think that Kraft, in my opinion, is the only one who can bring them both together in the same room. He is the owner. He is the guy who they both listen to. And it's not in the same way that you or I listen to our boss. I mean, but he's the only guy who I believe can smooth things over here. And I think that they need a little bit more leadership from him in this instance. I know that they've talked about having, you know, meetings over the course of this offseason, a meeting or meetings over the course of this offseason to try and put this all behind them. But, you know, we talk about the relationship that the two of them have. Kraft is the one guy who can, I think, get them on the same page, you know, on a fairly consistent basis. So I don't know if they're necessarily trying to win over the heart and the mind of the owner, but I think the owner is the guy who kind of holds all the cards in this scenario, and he needs to be able to do a little bit better job, at least to this point, kind of getting them both in the same room and kind of ironing out any sort of disagreements that do exist.
Brady made some comments on Oprah Winfrey the other day that were pretty well passed around, circulated, that, you know, he may have changed a little bit, that the growing family and the kids getting older are starting to gradually change his perspective, that maybe he will not be looking to play quite as long as he once indicated he would. Is your thought that this is just off season, he's a little down, and that will all change? Or do you think it's possible he is sort of changing his perspective?
Two things came to mind. First, last year and the last couple of years, truthfully, have been a tractor pull for him. You know, mentally, I mean, it's been a grind. When you consider the 2016 season in Deflategate and all that entailed, that was a drain on him. The 2017 season, that was a drain on him. And it just, my belief is he just wants a little more time. He just wants to be able to put a little bit more time between himself and those last couple of years. And at this age, it's just a little bit harder to bounce back than it was in years past. The other thing, Bobby, and I'm glad you bring this up, the overriding thing for me, and I keep telling this to people up here in New England and anyone who will listen, we all want, and when I say we, I mean just general New England and football fans up here in general, we all want the February 2002 version of Tom Brady to exist in a vacuum. That yeah. young and scrappy guy who upended the Rams and took his team all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, but that's an impossibility. People change. People grow. People enter different phases of their lives. And this is what we're seeing with Brady. Tom Brady at age 40 or 41 is not the same guy he was when he was 23, 24, 25. The sooner people understand that, then I think they'll start to realize, hey, this is a different guy. He's different. He's got different, I don't want to say different priorities, but he's at a different point in his life now than he was 15 years ago. He's changed. He's evolved. It's just a different scenario, a different context. And I think that's the most important thing here when you're talking about Brady and his relationship between the coach, the team, the owner, all that.
One of the things about Brady is that and I suppose this is part of what makes him remarkable, despite as what you called the last 2 years being a tractor pull, great expression, by the way, I do think that he manages a terrific job of compartmentalizing. He doesn't
exactly.
let that affect his play in a particular game. I can't imagine. I think now we have seen that's part of his persona. That is something he's capable of doing and will do as long as he continues to play. But I think it takes there's certain sorts of guys. They're not motivated by money or even necessarily champion. It just seems that Brady is motivated by the drive to compete. I just wonder how long that can last. And frankly, I think if it was me or you, if my wife was making close to $100 million a year and I was set and I was taking a beating both mentally and physically year in, year out, I could get to my early 40s and really well imagine saying, you know what, this has been a fabulous run. Time to do something
Bobby.
Else.
You're telling me you're not married to a supermodel?
I'm not quite a supermodel. I got a pretty good wife now, and she's a nice earner, but she's not quite in that 86 to 100 mil category, I'm afraid to say.
It's a different category. Yeah. I do think it's important, and you bring this up, and this is a great point, that he is just, from a competition perspective, he is wired differently than anyone else I've ever come across. And I've covered this team since 2001, and obviously he's wired, you know, he's a special guy mentally, physically, all that. That all figures into it. I think, it's my opinion, that desire to compete is still there, at least as we sit here in June of 2018. Who knows if it's going to be there in June of 2019, June of 2020, and beyond. But as we sit here, this is a guy who I still believe will have to have the uniform ripped off him before he leaves the game. I really believe that. He's just part of it is people come at it through the prism of their own lives, and they say, well, you know, I would do this,
right.
I would do that.
But we're not him.
Just a different guy.
Yeah, no question. We're not him. That's evident. Here's part of the deal, I think. I just wanted to get to this. It seemed that part of this rift that developed over Jimmy Garoppolo, what I perceive that to be is that Belichick was showing signs that despite the special relationship between quarterback and coach, but Belichick was sort of retreating to being what he was, which is a guy who always looks to the future, would look to move on from any player, and I think that it began to look to Brady that like that included Brady in that.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I think that might,
as opposed to your, yeah,
yeah, that's yep. probably what upset Brady more than anything.
Yeah, and I think that that kind of put the spurs to him a little bit over the last few years, and I think that was one of not the only reason, but I think that was one of the reasons why he was able to play at such a high level over the last 2, 3, 4 years. I don't know. I can't give you specifics about the Brady-Garoppolo relationship. I'll only say that it was better than talking to people who covered the 49ers back in the, you know, the 90s with the Montana to Steve Young transition, as well as people who covered the Packers talking about the
Favre and Rodgers.
You know, the Favre to, exactly. It was better than those relationships. They weren't best friends, but honestly, I mean, Brady was, what is quite frankly, he's twice as old as Garoppolo is, so it would just be weird if they were best friends. But,
yeah.
I think that there was a solid working professional relationship between the two. But, yeah, I think ultimately the fact that Garoppolo was there, I think that kind of drove Brady a little bit, at least over the last couple of years.
I can well imagine it. Okay, what is the backup, last thing for you, what is the backup quarterback situation for New England now?
It's Brian Hoyer.
That's it. That's what they got. They don't have even a third guy on the roster?
They do have a third guy on the roster, a seventh-round pick out of LSU named Danny Etling.
Oh, boy.
Who I think who's played as well as could be expected. Look, he's a rookie. There's a reason he was a seventh-round pick. I believe that they are going to go into the 2018 season with two quarterbacks. They're going to go with, and they're going to put Etling on the practice squad, although he may be a little bit difficult to get through to the practice squad because he has played fairly well over the course of the spring. But, yeah, it's going to be Brady, Hoyer, and then Danny Etling, at least right now.
Wow. I mean, Brian Hoyer's been adequate, I suppose, but that would be a shock to the New England system, I think.
I will say this, Bobby, that I've already started, and I've written, I think, 2 or 3 stories on this, looking at the 2019 quarterback class. It includes guys like Drew Locke. You know, Patriots fans can start wishing on a star that, you know, maybe they didn't go into the quarterback derby this past offseason, but when it comes to the 2019 draft, there's still some options if they want to be able to try and find the next Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, the first Jimmy Garoppolo was a pretty good start. I mean, that was a heck of a player. Chris, always enjoy talking with you. Thanks so much. We'll check in with you at the start of the season.
Sounds good. Take care, Bobby.